Unit 6. Listening. Page 39. You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a woman talking about a shop. Why does she go there? A. The prices are low. B. The products are good. C. The guarantees are the best.
I think Kelly's Electronics is really super. Every time I come into the shop, I am amazed at the wide range of gadgets on sale. Some of the salespeople emphasize the low prices or the service and guarantees offered, but I don't think that's necessary. I think that the products speak for themselves. Mr. Kelly really believes this too, and his business has been going for years.
Two. You hear a young man talking on a cooking show. What does he want his listeners to do? A. Change their shopping habits. B. Cook at home instead of eating out. C. Eat a healthier diet.
Choosing fresh fruit and vegetables, whether at the supermarket or at your local outdoor market, can be quite an exciting experience in itself. Prices are good at this time of year, and you'll be amazed at the variety. Don't be afraid to check for freshness. Pay attention to the colour, feel and smell. Good products make such a difference when you're cooking. I promise you'll find it so easy to introduce more fruits and vegetables into your diet. You'll get your healthy 5 servings a day, which is recommended, with no problem.
Three. You hear a man talking about his grandmother. What is his attitude towards her? A. He is upset that she stopped working when she remarried. B. He respects her ability to support and educate her family. C. He is embarrassed that she was not an educated woman.
My grandmother was an amazing woman. At the beginning of the last century, after her first husband died, she just packed up and left for America. It can't have been easy for her. She had no education or qualifications. But she managed to get herself a job as an assistant to a dressmaker and supported herself and her 2 children for years. She actually paid for my uncle to go to medical school. Eventually, she got married again to my grandfather, and they had 3 children together. Of course, at that point, she stopped working and stayed at home.
4. You hear a teenager talking about a new mall. What is her main problem with shopping there? A. She thinks the shops are too expensive. B. She doesn't like the food at the mall. C. She finds the mall difficult to get to.
I was so excited when they opened the new mall. The shops are terribly expensive, of course, but you can always go window shopping, can't you? The food court is fun too. I have to admit, though, that some of the places have really strange-tasting foreign food. I actually tried some and didn't like it at all. My friends and I love to hang out at the mall. Unfortunately, we can only go there if one of us can borrow the car. It's quite far out.
Five. You hear a woman talking to her son. What is the woman upset about? A. Her son has already washed his shirt. B. Her son spilt red wine on his shirt. C. Her son poured soda water on his shirt.
Oh dear, look at that shirt. Red wine is such a problem. I think I may have to try one of the special products to clean it.
But will it work now?
Well, I don't know. Most are supposed to be used before you wash the clothes. It's a pity you didn't bring me the shirt straight away before washing it. Pouring soda water on a fresh wine stain is often effective.
Six. You hear a man talking. What is his son's profession? A. Street cleaner. B. Office worker. C. Policeman.
Things were different when I was working. We really felt that we were making a difference. The public looked to us to keep their streets safe. We always responded immediately and thought nothing of working 12 or more hours a day. And people really appreciated it. They would stop by and thank us for our help. Nowadays, according to my son, who's also in the force, it's all forms and paperwork. It's such a pity.
Seven. You hear a man and a woman talking. What is their relationship? A. Brother and sister. B. Husband and wife. C. Friends.
So, how did you enjoy your visit?
It was great. I loved everything about the town. The historical sites were so interesting, and I found the people remarkably friendly. And the food, wow! I went crazy for those biscuits they're famous for. In fact, I brought a couple of packets back with me, but they're almost all gone now.
Well, I could ask my mother or my mother-in-law to send some more by post if you'd like.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks so much.
Eight. You hear a man and a woman talking. What worries her most about her flight? A. Flying for a long time. B. Spending a long time waiting beforehand. C. Taking a heavy case on the flight.
Don't worry, you have plenty of time.
I know, but nowadays there are always such long lines at check-in. And then I have to go through security and that always takes ages.
Are you planning to take that little case on board with you?
I'd like to, but they always make such a fuss about weight.
Relax. Just remember that you'll be landing in Paris about 5 hours from now.